Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive the engrafted word of the Lord, and may God bless you.
The word of the day is titled, The Characteristics of Faith. The Characteristics of Faith. So we are going to see at least five of them, five different characteristics of faith. You know, faith is all that a child of God has. So without Jesus, we can do nothing. So without you experiencing faith in Christ Jesus, there is no way that you can obtain anything from the kingdom of God. It's like money, currency in this world. Faith towards the kingdom of God is like currency in this world. You cannot obtain anything one way or another. Whatever that reaches in your hand, someone has made it, sold it one way or another, getting something out of it, even if it is given to you as a gift. Faith in the kingdom of God, nobody obtains anything except through faith. And we are going to see the characteristics of this marvelous doctrine of Christianity. So the first characteristic of faith is the origin of faith. Where is our faith coming from? The origin of faith. In this, we are going to identify four different sources. Four different sources. Number one, we say that faith is a gift of God. Faith, it is a gift of God, and it is empowered by the word of God. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse is 7 to 9. The word says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace, we are saved through faith, and not by ourselves, but it is a gift of God. So faith is a gift from Almighty God for his children. That is first and foremost. It is a gift. Faith is a gift from God. And we will get into details. Number two, we said we are identifying four sources. Number two source is that we have to find out by what means that this gift come to us. It is coming to us by the conviction of the truth. Faith is coming to a believer by the conviction of the truth, which comes by the work of the Holy Spirit. The conviction of the truth, it is a work that is done by the Holy Spirit for the believer to receive faith. But the believer have to be convinced of the truth of God. So there is a work that the Holy Spirit is doing behind the scene. For one that used to be empowered by darkness, and one way or another, slowly, the Spirit of God is working behind the scene. And he's slowly pulling you out of darkness. The next thing you know, you have come to accept the truth of the word of God, and you are free. And now, whatsoever that is, well, that was keeping you in bondage, you just say, goodbye, world. My eyes now is set on Christ, and I will live just for him. Such a wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is the one that you are not seeing how he's doing this, but it is the work of the ministry. It is the work of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and he does it. Not by works of any man, lest you boast of it. It is the gift of God, and God himself empowered his Spirit to bring faith unto you. This is clearly stated in the book of John, chapter 16 and the verses 8 to 11. It says, when he is come, the Holy Spirit, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So the Holy Spirit came for three things. He came to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Of sin because they believed not in Jesus Christ. Of righteousness because Jesus go to the Father and ye see no more. And of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Satan is judged. So that is what the ministry of the Holy Spirit is all about. Three areas: reproving the world of sin and of righteousness, and judging the man of sin in the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verses 14. It says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man, that is a man in carnality, the natural man cannot receive anything of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So you have to be spiritually connected to receive from the Holy Spirit. What is from above is above all, and it is released from the one who is from above that dwells in the believer, the Holy Spirit. You see how important the ministry of the Holy Spirit is in your life. Someone that is living in you, in your heart, dwelling in there. And he will never leave you, never ever forsake you. Under no circumstance, no power of darkness can drag the Holy Spirit away. In a believer's life, if you are quit by the Holy Spirit, that is your end. It is your end. He is the source of receiving and giving to heaven. He is the source of receiving from heaven and also giving to heaven. The prayer that you pray, it is the Holy Spirit that gets hold of it and communicates it through Jesus Christ to the throne room of the Father. That is the wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit. And this is all done in faith. All done in faith. The number three source is that there must be a human responsibility to receive this gift. There must be a human responsibility to receive this gift of faith that is coming from God. If you don't want it and God is giving it to you, God will not force you. So a man that is not ready to receive this gift from God will not have it. God is not Satan to just come around and just break your door. God knocks. He knocks the door. And when you are willing for him to come in, you open and the Lord will come in. Satan never knocks any door. You want it or not, he will come and break. So if your door is not secured, the man will just come in and out at his will. That is not the spirit of God. The spirit of God, a gentle spirit, the small, still voice that will talk to you and will always tell you the truth. But it is up to you to accept the truth that you have received. Faith is a gift from Almighty God. But a man has a responsibility. As God is releasing it, you have to stretch forth your hands and say, "Thank you, Lord. It is the truth." We are going to see a couple scriptures, at least Romans chapter 10, and the verse is 9 to 10. The word of God says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from death, and shall be saved." If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is something that is of man. It's a man word. You have to act upon this for you to receive that faith. Number four source of you receiving faith, it is the word of God that gives the content of what one must believe. It is the word of God that gives the content of what one must believe. In order for you to know what you have to believe, it is in the word of God. It is in the word of God. Acts chapter 4 and the verses 4. He said, "How be it, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And then Romans 10:17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are talking about the sources that brings forth faith in a man's life. And we have identified four of them. Number one, we said that it's a gift from God. Number two, we said that it is through the Holy Spirit that we are convinced of the gift that came from God and we receive it in faith. And number three, we said that man has a responsibility. You have to accept this gift. And number four, we said that faith, the content of faith is in the word of God. What you need to believe is revealed by the word of God. This is extremely important. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. That is, it is settled. One whose ears and heart is tuned to whatever that is on TV, it is going to generate faith. It is going to generate faith. He said, faith cometh by hearing. That is one. And hearing by the word of God. So if you want to know, and if you want to have faith that is of God, you have to hear the word of God. Because by principle, what a man hears generates faith towards whatever that he's hearing. What you are hearing carries a message. What you are seeing and hearing, it carries a message that they want to give to you. That message is going to be established in you to work a work in your life. people don't understand the reason why their value systems are messed up and not the ones that God wants them to have. If you dedicate your life to listen to the wrong sources, it will build faith, wrong faith in you, according to what they want you to have from that source. He said, a man is what he is. As he thinketh, so he is. But your thoughts are built by your system values. What you read, what you see, the things, people that you are moving with, people around you, things that you are seeing, radio stations, TV, and all that. This is what is stored in a man and making the values of that person. People have so many faith. They have faith in so many things. Let me put it this way. Including they that says that they do not have faith. We call them atheists. They said we don't believe in anything. But well, you said that you don't believe in anything, which means that you believe in something. You said you don't believe in anything. It means you believe in something, and what you believe in is nothing. So you definitely believe in something. It is extremely important. People are living for so many things. The reason why someone has dedicated his life towards something that is in your sight completely wrong, because it's not bringing any glory to God. It is because the person has been dedicated time and tuning to the source to listen over, working over and over and over. And he has been established in his life and he's living for it. People are living for sports. The reason of their lives is sports. We are not saying sports are not good. But we are saying that if this that you are doing is not going to bring any glory to God, your channel, your source of listening, completely wrong. Very, very important. So, that was number one characteristic of faith. We said that it is to find out the origin of faith. That is what we have done. Now we are moving to number two. Number two characteristic of faith is the human requirement of salvation. It is what a man must do to be saved. We talked a little bit about it. God had given us faith as a gift. But there is a requirement from a man. The man, the human requirement of salvation. Salvation, it is free. Salvation, it is free. But it is through faith that we are saved. But since faith is a gift from God, if you decide not to take that gift, salvation can never reach you. You have automatically rejected salvation. And you cannot be saved. So, Christ has paid the price. He had paid all your affliction, whatever that you owe to nobody. I mean to anybody. Now you owe nothing to nobody. Because Jesus Christ had paid it all. It is you to accept it. The Father through the Son and by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost now release a check to go and pay your debts. And he said that matter of fact, it is paid, but accept that it is paid. You're moving around and saying that I still owe him. That is deception that the enemy has put you in. So there is a work that a man needs to do, and that work is required for a salvation of a believer. And it is faith. You have to stretch forth your hands and accept the gift of God. You know, the background is here. Colossians chapter 1. And the verse is 21 to 23. I'm going to read this in two different versions of the Bible. Let's read the King James version first. King James says, "You that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and reprovable in his sight. For if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away by the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, I make a minister." This scripture is so important. I'm going to read it from Message Bible so that you will have another version of English. The Message Bible says, "You yourselves are a case study of what God does." You yourself, you are a case study. A case study of what God does. At one time, you were all had your backs turned to God. At one time, you all have your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving God trouble from every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy, in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You don't walk away from a gift like faith. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly tune in to the message. Constantly tune in to the message. Careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets the same message. I, Paul, I am a messenger of that message. Hallelujah. This is so powerful. Amazing. Amazing. A time passed. He said, all of us, we just turn our back against God. By the mercies of Almighty God, he released his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And Christ came and died on the cross to reconcile us to the Father. Now the bridge is not broken anymore. We have been bridged again. Whatever that happened at the Adamic nature, it has been broken. It is past. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things, they are passed away. Everything has become new. The Lord has done it, not of anybody's input, but by God's grace. You are now of God. And there is no other message that brings anyone to salvation except this message that we are preaching, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You hear it, it is going to generate faith in Christ unto salvation. There is no other way, there is no work that a man will do to bring that person into salvation except accepting the gift from God, the gift of faith from Almighty God. This is wonderful. A man has such a wonderful responsibility to secure his life. And that is what Apostle Paul said. That he said, I have been made a minister of that message. And I am preaching this message so that everyone will hear. And you will not stand before the Lord one day and say that I didn't hear your word. Before Jesus comes, everybody will hear this message. It is up to you to accept this gift of faith and come He said he brought it from the other side to God's side. The other side of darkness, Christ had translated us from darkness into the marvelous light of God. What a wonderful thing. It is paid. Every price is all paid, and not by your works. So it is up to you now to stretch forth your hands and accept the gift of God, and you shall be saved. Number three characteristic of faith is that the object of our faith is God and His entire revelation. The object of our faith, the faith that you have, this is not TV faith. We are not watching TV so that we will have faith in the world. The object of our faith that is generated or that is impacted in the word of God will generate a faith in you towards God. That is our third characteristics. John 14:1, Jesus made a statement. The Lord said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God the Father, and believe also in me." That's it. God never said that you should believe in your pastor. The word that we preach, the gospel that we are preaching, carried forth by the preacher, a one that is sent by God, the word says that you should believe in God the Father and in the Son Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it. And this is extremely important. People have placed their faith in a man of God. And one way or another, these are human beings, disappointed, will come in and then they fell on the faith. Our faith is not in, it's in feelings. Our faith is in Almighty God and in the Son Jesus Christ. God will never leave you. Jesus will never forsake you. Whatever condition that you are, God will never condemn you, because Jesus Christ had already paid a price. So when Satan is conspiring against your life and speaking in your ears that you have been rejected, that you are useless, that there is no use of your life, let me tell you, Christ is still on the throne. What he has done, he did it 2014 years ago, but he remains in effect and empowered by heaven every moment, for it is a covenant of God, a gift from God to us. It is for you, it is for your children, it is for your children's children. Teach them the way of God. When they grow up, they will not depart from it. It is settled. It's not, there is no work for any man to do. God has done it. Stretch forth your hands and accept it. Believe in God. And believe also in Jesus. That's it. Number four characteristic of faith is the content of faith itself. The content of faith is Jesus. Now we are opening, if faith is the book, we are opening it to see what is inside. What is inside faith is Jesus. The content of our faith is Jesus. Believe in God and believe also in the Son. Jesus is what one must believe. And we say that what it is in Jesus that one must believe, at least three things clearly identified. Number one, you have to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. Number one, you have to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. This is very important. Extremely important. People are moving around in life with condemnation in their hearts. Satan is telling you that your case is closed. That your sin, they are so great that there is no way that God can accept you. Let me tell you, the Lord had already accepted you. The Lord God had already accepted you long time ago. Because Jesus Christ had already paid the price for the sin that you committed or that you will commit. It's all done. So you know, you don't have to move around and having sin, having no dominion over your life. Romans 6:14, he said, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, you are under grace. You are under grace. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. So by the time that Jesus Christ came and left, grace was just abound in our lives. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sin. It is clearly stated here. It is stated here in John 3 verse 15 and 16. He said that whosoever believe in Jesus should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believe in Jesus should not perish, but have eternal life. Simple. Have eternal life. Eternal life is to know the Father and the Son. The moment that you know them, your life is forever secured. Eternal life. People are thinking eternal life is live forever. Eternal life, it is to know God the Father and the Son. And your life is secured forever. The only begotten Son. There are not two sons. The only begotten one, the begotten Son. We are adopted sons of God. God has only one begotten, and that is Jesus. And it is through him that salvation is given. Number two thing that you need to believe about Jesus Christ is that Jesus, as he came here, he lived and he died and he was buried. He was buried. That's the truth. He was telling them, destroy this temple in 3 days. I will pull it up. They have no understanding of those spiritual things that were yet to come, even though it was prophesied. And number three thing that you need to believe about Jesus is that Jesus Christ rose on the third day. He rose up on the third day. He was buried, but he did not remain in the grave. The third day, the Lord rose. You know, when Christ was buried, when he died for our sins. When he was buried. We were buried with him. When he rose, we also rose with him. That is why anyone that comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ, your past has been dealt with. Your future has been dealt with. Any form of sin that the enemy tried to bring in your life, you have dominion to overcome it. Why? Because the power of resurrection has been given. The power. It is the Spirit of God that rose Jesus from the dead. The same Holy Spirit is what is given. So if Christ conquered death, say the wages of sin is death. So it means that a man has power to overcome any situation of death, any situation of sin. You don't have to entertain and live for sin. Life of victory, it is possible. The people of the Old Testament, it was so difficult because these people, they were under the law. They were struggling so much. Please, Lord, don't take your spirit away from me. Please, Lord, I will not. All that you said, we will do it. We will obey. We will come under. Oh, Moses, all that God said, we will obey them all. The next thing you know, they rebel against God again. Seriously, the spirit is willing. They want to, but they do not have the power to do it. But our dispensation of grace, power to overcome the works of the darkness has been given. No one is entitled to remain in darkness. That is why God is going to ask you, why did you do this? You don't have to, because the power was given to overcome it. Judgment is not going to be upon anything. It is going to be upon the word of God. What you are hearing right now, that is what you are going to be judged on. The choice is yours. It is important for a man to know that life of victory over sin, it is possible because God had made it possible for your life. You don't have to go through those struggles that you are going through. The choice is yours. Salvation tools have been given. There is the blood that has been given. There is a name that has been given. There is a spirit that has been given. And there is a standard that has been raised also, called the new covenant, where the child of God stands on a better covenant unto the glory of the living God. Say amen. Ha! This is wonderful. When we say God is good, we are not always understanding how good God is. Let me summarize our knowledge of Christ. We are talking about the content of faith, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and the verses 3 to 4, it says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture." It is settled. It is in the Bible. All that we have said, it is your inheritance. And you have to live possessing your possession. Number 5 characteristics of faith is the 3 elements of faith. Number 5 characteristics of faith is the 3 elements of faith. What are these 3 elements? The first element is the intellectual element. The intellectual element. The second element is the emotional element. The second element is the emotional element. And the third element is the choice element. The third element is the choice element. So, number 1, what does it mean, intellectual element? In order for one to be saved, you have to have knowledge. You have to have knowledge. And you have to have a positive recognition of faith. You have to have a positive recognition of faith. If you don't know what we are talking about, how can you come and accept what God has for you? It's like one who is rich. For the father has given it all. And he is servant somewhere because he has no clue that God, you know, his father has given him a will. And the lawyer is just keeping that will. and enjoying it one way or another. So you have to have that knowledge about the truth. Number two element, we said that it is emotional element. In the sense that there must be a conviction of the importance of this truth. You have to be convicted that this truth that you have, it is important, that what you need to be saved, that is what God has given you. Hallelujah. Extremely important. We take these things for granted and we say that we are Christian. We come, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We dance and all that and we go and our lives are not changing. The reason why our lives are not changing is because we are not accepting the truth of our own lives. God said, I have done it. Tap into it and exercise dominion. And we are moving around and say, oh, my situation. You are crying upon that situation. God is also crying. Say, ah, my goodness. My son has paid the price and this one does not even know about it. Number three element, we said that it's an element of choice. God has done it, but one must will to choose and trust in that truth. We said that God will not force anything on nobody. The truth, it is there. You want it, the Lord gives it. You don't want it, it will never get to you. So important. That was our number five characteristics. Characteristic of faith. We said that there must be three elements of faith established. Intellectual element, emotional element, and the choice element. And I'm going to just close everything by illustrating what I just said with a verse here, the book of John chapter 14, and the verse is 3 to 7. John 14, verse 3 to 7. Jesus Christ has been with the disciples for so long. And now a time came that the Lord was going. And Jesus said to the disciples, he said, I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus Christ going, he said, I am going, I'm not leaving you comfortless. I am going to prepare a place for you. We are living a life of hope, not only here because of what Christ has done for us, but also the future to come. That is glorious. Jesus Christ, this is a promise from the Lord. I am going to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you might be there also with me. And verse 4 says, he said, and whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said unto Jesus, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? You know, let me explain this, because this is extremely important. The disciples has been with the Lord Jesus Christ at least for 3.5 years. And the Lord is going. And wonderful promises that God, Jesus, is making to his disciples. He said, you know what? I have been with you guys. And these words that Jesus is saying, it wasn't just for the 12 disciples. It was for everyone that will come to believe in Jesus. So it is for you, it is for me. He said, I am going and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And I will come and receive you. And where I'm going, you know the way. And suddenly, they asked him. He said, Thomas was the one, the doubting one. He said, Jesus, you are talking to us about a way that we know. What way are you talking about? We have been with you. You have never talked to us about any particular way about where you are going and all that. And now you are saying that where you are going, we know. And you are going there to prepare a place for us. What is that place? Where are you going? Where do you have to go? Basically, that was it. And Jesus said, I am the way. He said, the way, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. This is so important. What a man needs is to know Jesus Christ. People are confused about the Trinity because they said, what do we worship? Are we worshiping God, or are we worshiping Jesus Christ, or are we worshiping the Holy Spirit? Let me tell you, that according to the scripture here, know Jesus Christ, and it is all settled. You want to have life, you must know the way to life, and that way is Jesus. You want to know God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you must know Jesus. You want to see God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you must seek to know Jesus, and it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your generations to come. It shall be well when you are not here. Forever it shall be well with you. The Lord is preparing a place for you. That place, it shall also be prepared for your children's children as you teach them to know our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you the reason why everything is through Jesus. John, this is our last scripture and we are done. John chapter 3 and the verses 35 and 36. The word says, God the Father, he loved the Son so much. God the Father, who loves the Son so much. By the way, you have to know that the Father loves the Son as much as he loves you. He loves the Son and has given all things unto the Son's hands. He that believeth on the Son had everlasting life. And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on that person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, the characteristics of faith has all been explained. God has given you his word. God has given you his word. God has given you his word. And the word is settled in your heart forever and ever unto the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name you have received his word. And let all shout a big amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Bless you and bless you and bless you. Thank you, Lord.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.